Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, if you're partial to a dollop of honey with your breakfast, you'll be interested in this next item, because nearly half of the honey sold on Irish shelves is likely to be adulterated with sugar syrups and additives, or sourced from countries not properly identified on labels. This is according to new research, and the main concern is around non-EU honeys, particularly from China and Turkey. They're blended with EU honeys and then they're sold on supermarket shelves here. So Emma Richardson is with us now, researcher at the Institute of International and European Affairs, and Emma put this research together. You're very welcome, Emma. Thank you for being here. So what did you find in the report?
So what I found in this report and what I was working from was research from the European Commission's Food Fraud Network. It was based on research that they carried out from 2021 to 2022 that showed that 46% of the samples that they tested coming into the EU market were fraudulent. And when I say fraudulent and fraudulent honey, what I mean is that that honey was mixed with sugar syrups, like you mentioned. So it's not the exact honey that we're expecting to get, and not the honey that is defined in what's called the Honey Directive from the EU, which came out in 2001.
Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to do that as a honey seller?
As a honey seller, you're allowed to make the honey and put the honey into the jar, whatever mm-hmm. honey you think you are getting. But it is not meant to be mixed with these sugar syrups if it is being sold as honey.
Right. So if it can be labelled honey, I can take it off the shelf, I can bring it home, I can believe that it's honey, but it may be honey with an awful lot of sugar syrup in there.
Correct. So when you look at your honey jar, which a lot of us do, we all have it sitting on our breakfast table, you will see on the front of the jar, it'll say what it is, it might say Irish honey, it might just say honey. And then when you turn around that jar, at the moment it says blend of EU honeys, blend of non-EU honeys, or blend of EU and non-EU honeys. But now what we're hoping, and what we hope will reduce consumer deception as well, is that the labelling rules will change, and these labelling rules will come into effect by June 2026. The labelling will change so that it will say the countries of origin that this honey is coming from. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a little bit more information on that.
Because right now these producers are adhering to the rules, because the rules only say that exactly what you've just outlined there needs to be on that label.
So the honey should not have the sugar syrups in it when it is being imported into the EU, mm-hmm. just to be clear on that. But what is happening is that when the honey comes from, like the countries you mentioned, maybe China or Turkey, which were found to be producing these types of honey, when they were analysed for sugar syrups, they had high percentages of them in that.
Right. And is it cheaper to do that then?
It overall makes it cheaper, which means that the honey that you see on the shelf, the cheaper prices, which a lot of consumers look for. I mean, in my research, which I carried out, I got to interview a honey producer, an Irish honey producer. I got to interview someone from the Food Fraud Network that I mentioned. And one of the things that we spoke about was that price is really the ultimate thing that consumers look for. So if there's a lower price honey on the shelf, it's likely that you'll go for that. And these ones with added sugar syrups tend to be cheaper.
Right. OK. And that perhaps is the driving force here. Now, the EU, we know, is one of the biggest producers of honey worldwide. So why on earth are we reliant on imports?
So it's the second biggest producer worldwide after China, but actually we're only 60% sufficient in our honey making for the demand that we have in the EU.
We're eating a lot of honey then.
We're eating a lot of honey. And say, looking at Ireland, we import 8,500 tonnes of honey a year, and we only produce 200 tonnes mm-hmm. of honey a year. So you can see the difference in that. We are really eating a lot. And again, looking back at those honeys with sugar syrups, I think it's really important to note that that's competing with Irish domestic honey products, these legitimate honey producers. So by tackling food fraud, which I speak about in this paper, we're going to benefit them overall.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder, have you looked at whether we have greater capacity in Ireland to produce more honey?
I haven't looked at that particularly in this research. I didn't. But I think what's important to note here is that if we do have to import honey, which is likely, And if we do increase our capacity to produce honey, that will take time. These things do. That honey coming in is not adulterated. It is not being brought in, and these producers aren't using fraudulent practices on the way.
Now, you've spoken about the sugar syrups. What else is in there, have you found?
So the main practice that they looked at was adding sugar syrups to these honeys. The other ways that honey that can be adulterated or kind of changed, they can change the pollen content of the honey, which can also like change the traceability of that honey. So you won't be able to trace back to where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to incorporate these. And when I say we there, I mean the European Commission's Food Fraud Network are hoping to look at this more and to interact with member states so that we can avoid this.
I think people will be surprised that there is a laxity around food labelling in this area, because the EU is known to be very strict when it comes to telling people exactly what they're getting.
Definitely. And I think a lot of people do just pick up whatever honey they have and they don't look at the back of it. But these new labelling laws came into effect at the start of the year. So the Commission proposed these labelling changes to make it more clear for consumers. And so they showed that, you know, it's high on their agenda. And then following that, the Parliament accepted these rules, and then it went through to the Council, which adopted the changes to what's called the breakfast directives. And that changes the labelling of foodstuffs that we have for breakfast. This also included stuff like jams and fruit juices. Mm-hmm. So they are working to improve that labelling as time goes
on. But you said at the beginning that we won't see those changed labels until 2026.
So it has started to come into effect, but these rules will have to be implemented by June 2026. Mm-hmm. There's a 2-year period.
And who then will be in charge of checking the honey to make sure that those rules aren't being broken?
So one of the most important things that the EU institutions, and particularly looking at the Food Fraud Network, mentions is that really the responsibility is on the member states and on food business operators to implement these new labelling rules. So at the national level, we really need to be ensuring that we are doing this.
Emma, thank you so much for telling us all about that. Emma Richardson there, researcher at the Institute of International and European Affairs.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.